Unfiltered, unbossed, unapologetically black. This is Black News Unfiltered with Bob Edwards. Coming in hot. Let me start off by saying this. Diddy, what the f... I'm not here to condemn, condone any behavior of Diddy or any black person being targeted by law enforcement until I know or have all the facts on the case. But damn, they raided both of his mansions simultaneously with over 40 heavily armed Homeland Security and FBI agents and set up a command post on his front yard like he was a cartel narco kingpin. The media and press all knew about it beforehand, and they were there with drones, helicopters, TV news vans, and they were already there the minute the raid started. And they arrested nobody at the houses, and the government hasn't indicted or even brought in Diddy for questioning. Something about this just don't pass the smell test. The math just ain't mathing. Despite what people think, what they know about Diddy or heard about Diddy's lifestyle and business practices, to me, something just don't feel right about this. Seriously. With that being said, let me tell you what we know about this so far. On Monday morning, March 25th, U.S. Department of Homeland Security in tactical gear and armored vehicles raided two of Diddy's mansions as part of an investigation by federal authorities out of New York. While Diddy has not been named as a target of the investigation, it follows numerous sexual assault allegations against the Bad Boy Records founder. In November, Cassie Ventura, Diddy's longtime girlfriend, who dated Puffy for almost 10 years or more, accused him of rape and severe physical abuse spanning for more than a decade. In a lawsuit filled with scary accounts of abuse, Cassie alleged that Diddy had subjected her to a cycle of abuse, violence, and sex trafficking, and he even forced her to have sex with male prostitutes, and then he used his power and clout to keep her trapped in the relationship. Diddy shut that case down with the quickness, and Cassie and Diddy settled the case for an undisclosed amount one day after she filed the lawsuit. In the months since then, Diddy has faced several more lawsuits accusing him of rape, sexual assault, physical violence, and revenge porn. It's not yet known whether Monday's searches were connected to the allegations made against Diddy in the last recent months. And again, Diddy has not been charged with anything. Diddy's attorney, Aaron Dyer, said in a statement on Tuesday that Diddy was never detained but spoke briefly with authorities. Neither Diddy nor any of his family members were arrested. And there's no excuse for the excessive show of force and hostility exhibited by authorities or the way his children and employees were treated. That's according to Diddy's attorney. Diddy's attorney also said that this unprecedented ambush attack was paired with advanced coordinated media presence, which leads to a premature rush to judgment of Mr. Combs. And this is nothing more than a witch hunt based on meritless accusations made in civil lawsuits. Now, some of this could just be a money grab by some of the plaintiffs, or some of it could be some legit shit that really happened and is grounds for a legitimate lawsuit. When all the facts come out, then we will know. Right now, everyone is speculating, but nobody really knows shit except the feds and Diddy's lawyers. And right now, nobody is really talking. Homeland Security investigation said after Monday's raid that it executed law enforcement actions as part of an ongoing investigation with the assistance of Homeland Security Los Angeles, Homeland Security Miami, and our law enforcement partners. That's all the feds said. And that's all we got at this point. But we do know the feds took some computers, cell phones, and other items from the houses that were raided. So no telling what additional information and data the feds got from those devices. We'll just have to see how this plays out down the line. Diddy avows to clear his name about the cases, the rumors about revolt, his lifestyle, and all the other internet gossip that's become a feeding frenzy for all the Diddy haters and the Bad Boy fans worldwide. To quote the late Biggie, my favorite Bad Boy recording artist, if you don't know, now you know. Black News Unfiltered will keep you up to date with any new changes on this Diddy situation. I'm Bob Edwards, and thank you for listening to this episode of Black News Unfiltered. Coming in hot. As I close this episode of Black News Unfiltered, I want to express my sincere condolences to the family of Louis Gossett Jr., who passed away today, March 29th, at the age of 87. Black America has lost another film industry pioneer. Lou Gossett was an Oscar award-winning actor whose career spanned over 60 years. He starred in Broadway shows and over 50 movies and in countless TV shows. Some of his more notable movies were Roots, Officer and a Gentleman, Jaws, Iron Eagle, Digstown, and he also starred in the recent Color Purple movie. Lou Gossett was a great humanitarian, actor, and a person. He is gone, but his film legacy will live on.